天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安，欢迎收听天路导向。上期节目我们开始了一个新的系列，叫做花园与城市。麦克牧师跟我们谈到了伊甸园有三个特点，并且详细地讲述了第一个特点，景色如画。今天麦克牧师将继续为我们讲述伊甸园的另两个特点，让我们以一颗渴慕的心来领受吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for joining us again.
谢谢你再次收听我们的节目。
If you are joining these broadcasts for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听的话，
we are starting a new series called The Garden versus the City.
我们刚开始在讲一个新的系列，叫做花园与城市。
Last time, I promised to tell you about the other characteristics of the Garden of Eden.
上次节目里，我答应你要继续谈有关伊甸园的其他的特点。
In our last broadcast, we learned that the Garden of Eden was picturesque.
上一次我们明白了伊甸园是个美景如画的花园。
It was a place of incomparable beauty.
它的魅力无可比拟。
The second characteristic of Eden,
伊甸园的第二个特点是
is that it was a place of provision.
伊甸园有神的供应。
Eden was a productive garden.
伊甸园土地肥沃，出产丰裕。
Not only was it beautiful,
它不但景色优美，
but it was useful.
它也非常实用。
Not only was it picturesque,
它不但美景如画，
but it was also a place of provision.
它有神丰足的供应。
The trees were not only pleasing to the eye,
这儿的树木不但悦人眼目，
but they were also good for providing food.
果实还可做食物。
God did not only just create the world for its beauty,
神不但为了美而创造世界，
but also for its utility.
他也为了实用的目的来创造。
God made the garden to sustain Adam and Eve and all his other creatures.
神创造这花园，让亚当、夏娃和其他的生物得以维系生命。
God made the garden to provide for the needs of his vice-regent.
神创造这花园，让他的助手获得养生的需要。
God always cared about beauty.
神一向重视美。
But he cared even more for the provision for his people.
神更关心他子民的需要而充分的供应。
God required Adam to maintain the garden and to feed upon it.
神吩咐亚当妥善管理那花园，并从中得到食物。
Let's look again at verse 15.
让我们来看创世纪第二章十五节。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
God did not create man to be lazy and sleep in the shade all day long.
神创造人并不是叫他懒散不做工，整天躺在树荫底下。
No,
不是这样的。
God placed him in the garden to work.
神将他安置在花园里，让他工作。
But work was a delight.
但是工作是愉快的。
Work was joy.
工作是喜乐的。
Work was not a drudgery.
工作不是单调乏味的。
Work was to be man's fulfillment.
工作给予人满足感。
Some people think that Adam and Eve were lazing around in the garden all day.
有些人以为亚当夏娃就是整天躺在花园里无所事事。
And it wasn't until they were kicked out of the garden that they had to work.
而且是直到他们被赶出伊甸园后才被迫必须工作的。
That idea is wrong.
这种想法并不正确。
From the beginning, Adam was to work and Eve was to be his helper.
从一开始亚当就工作了，而夏娃则是他的助手。
The difference between working inside the garden and working outside of the garden was the presence of God.
在花园里工作和在花园外工作的区别在于神是否与他们同在。
When you work in the presence of God, God will bless the labor of your hands.
当你有神的同在而工作时，你所做的工都蒙神的赐福。
But when you work on your own strength,
但当你靠自己的力量来工作，
It is like pouring water into a bucket full of holes.
就像把水倒进满是破洞的水桶一样。
No sooner do you put the water in,
水一倒进去
than it leaks right out of the holes.
立刻就从破洞里漏光了。
When you work to the glory of God,
当你为神的荣耀来做工时
God will strengthen you.
神会加添你力量。
When you work to the glory of God,
当你为神的荣耀来做工时
God will bless you and multiply your efforts.
神要赐福给你，并使你的工作果效倍增。
But when you work for your own glory,
然而当你为自己的荣耀而工作时
you work hard, but you do not have any lasting fulfillment.
你将徒劳无功，得不到长远的满足。
When you honor God with the first fruit of your labor,
当你将工作的成果先献上给神，归荣耀给他时
，God will bless you and multiply the rest of what you have.
神要赐福给你，并加倍增加你所有的。
But when you spend it all on yourself,
但当你把工作所得留为己用的话
，You will have no contentment in life.
你将得不到生命的满足。
And that is what happened to Adam and Eve after they were thrown out of the garden.
当亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园后，他们的处境就是这样。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着。
You and I have inherited this curse.
你和我都继承了这咒诅。
And until men and women, boys and girls,Put their trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
无论男女老少，除非我们愿意相信耶稣基督是救主，是生命的主。
They will have the same discontentment and restlessness.
不然，我们都会陷入同样的空虚和不安之中。
As I mentioned in our last broadcast, there is a third important characteristic of Eden.
在上一次节目里，我提到伊甸园还有第三个特点。
It was not only picturesque.
它不仅是风景如画。
It was not only a place of provision.
不仅有神的供应。
Eden also was perfectly suited for Adam and Eve and for their protection.
伊甸园也是亚当夏娃最理想、最安全的居所。
In the garden, there was a harmony with God.
在花园里，他们与神和谐共处。
This led to harmony with each other.
彼此之间同舟共济。
And harmony with their environment.
并且和自然环境和谐相处。
And that is what made Eden to be a paradise.
所以，伊甸是乐园。
The enclosed nature of the garden.
伊甸园具有隐蔽性。
Tells us about the quality of life there.
表明其中生命的质素。
The walls that enclose the garden are symbolic of God's protection.
花园四围的篱笆象征着神的保护。
They are symbolic of God's sheltering of Adam and Eve.
象征神对亚当夏娃的庇护。
The walls are symbolic of God's guarding them.
围墙象征着神守卫着他们。
While the walls surrounded the garden,
花园四周有围墙。
The garden was open from above where God's watchful eye was upon them.
但向天空敞开，那儿有神看顾的眼目。
The Bible said that Adam and Eve had fellowship with God.
圣经说亚当夏娃与神亲密交往。
When you have fellowship with God,
当你与神亲密交往的时候，
you have God's protection.
必得神的保守。
So God's protection was in the garden.
因此，这花园里有神的保护。
However, there was the tree of good and evil.
不过，花园里有棵分别善恶树。
This tree was in the garden for a reason.
这棵树在那儿是有道理的。
You know, when my children were small, I used to tell them the story of the fall of Adam and Eve.
当我的孩子年幼时，我常讲亚当夏娃堕落的故事给他们听。
So every time one of them would get into trouble, they would say the following.
所以每当他们其中一个闯祸了，他们总是这样说。
Well, if Adam and Eve had not eaten from the tree, I would not be in trouble with you right now.
如果亚当夏娃当初没有吃禁果的话，今天我就不用挨骂了。
They use good Bible knowledge.
他们虽然懂得应用圣经的知识，
but it did not spare them the consequences of what they had done.
但不能使他们避免该受的处罚。
The tree of good and evil was there to remind Adam that he was accountable to his maker.
分别善恶树的存在是为了提醒亚当，他需要向造物主负责。
The tree of good and evil is always there to remind us that we are not our own.
分别善恶树也常常提醒我们不是属于自己的。
It is there to remind us that we are not God.
也提醒我们不是神。
It is there to remind us that we are accountable to God.
但却提醒我们要向神负责。
It is there to remind us that we cannot escape God's judgment.
并提醒我们不能逃避神的审判。
Except by taking cover in his perfect sinless Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
除非我们让神的儿子，那完美无罪的耶稣基督来遮盖我们。
My friend, I want to tell you something that is very important about temptation.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你有关试探的严重性。
Temptation is always an opportunity to either come under God's power and have victory over it.
试探是一种机会，让我们做出选择，是倚靠神的大能胜过试探呢？
Or to continue to go our way and suffer the consequences of our sin.
还是一意孤行，自食罪果。
Temptation is there to remind us that alone we are helpless victims of temptation.
试探也常提醒我们，在引诱之下，我们是多么的无助。
But with Jesus, we are more than conquerors.
但靠着耶稣就能得胜有余。
Temptation is there to show us that in our strength we are weak and cowards.
试探也指出我们的懦弱和无力。
But with Christ, all things are possible for us.
但靠着耶稣，凡事都能。
Temptation is there to remind us that doing things our own way spells defeat.
试探也提醒我们，单靠自己注定失败。
But through Christ, we can have victory.
但靠着耶稣，我们必能得胜。
Eden with all of its beauty, provision, and protection.
伊甸园虽美丽，满有神的供应和保护。
Could not defeat temptation.
却不能战胜试探。
It took another garden to bring the possibility of victory over temptation.
需要另一座花园才可能胜过试探。
That garden was the Garden of Gethsemane.
那就是科西玛尼园。
For it was in a garden that sin entered the human heart.
在一座花园里，罪恶侵入人心。
And it was in a garden that sin was defeated.
在另一座花园里，罪恶被击败。
It was in a garden that Adam rebelled against God.
在一座花园里，亚当背叛了神。
But it was in another garden that Jesus, the perfect Son of God, obeyed the Father fully.
但在另一座花园里，神完美的儿子耶稣全然顺服天父。
It was in a garden that Satan got the upper hand.
在一座花园里，魔鬼撒旦占了上风。
And it was in another garden that Satan was defeated and God had the upper hand.
但在另一座花园里，撒旦被击败，神才是胜利者。
It was in the Garden of Eden that first man fell into sin and rebellion.
在伊甸园里，人类始祖堕入罪恶，叛逆神。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that the perfect man rose from the dead.
但在科西玛尼园，完全的人子从死里复活。
It was in the Garden of Eden that Adam infected humanity with the virus of sin.
在伊甸园里，亚当让罪的病毒侵袭人类。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus made it possible for his followers to be forgiven of sins.
但在科西玛尼园，耶稣让跟随他的人罪得赦免。
It was in the Garden of Eden that Adam suffered death as the consequence of his rebellion.
在伊甸园里，亚当为自己的叛逆尝了死的苦果。
But it was in the Garden of Gethsemane that the consequences of rebellion and sin were carried upon Jesus' perfect body.
但在科西玛尼园，完美无罪的耶稣担当了我们叛逆犯罪的苦果。
And if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord,
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你的救主和生命之主，
you are still in the first garden of temptation.
你仍然活在那常有试探的第一个花园里。
If you are not daily walking in the power of the one who defeated sin in Gethsemane,
如果你还没有靠着那位在科西玛尼园里战胜罪恶的独一真神而活的话，
Chances are that sin is defeating you every single day.
很可能你每天仍受罪恶的攻击。
If you are not living under the authority of the only one who conquered death,
如果你不是活在那位唯独战胜死亡者的全能之下的话，
Chances are you are living in fear, worry, and anxiety every single day.
很可能你每天仍是忧愁焦虑的过活。
The question is therefore,
所以问题是,
are you living in Eden with all of its temptation?
到底你是活在伊甸园的试探中呢?
Or are you living in Gethsemane with all of its power?
还是活在科西玛尼园的大能中?
For just as a tree held its sway on Adam,
一棵树木导致亚当堕落。
It was on a tree that Jesus hung to take back the sting of sin and death.
但在另一桩木头上，耶稣被钉在那里，除去了罪恶和死亡的毒钩。
Through a tree, sin defeated Adam.
罪借着一棵树击败亚当。
On another tree, Jesus defeated sin.
但在木头的十字架上，耶稣战胜了罪恶。
Through a tree, sin rendered Adam's future to be bleak.
罪借着一棵树使亚当的前途暗淡。
But on another tree, Jesus gave us the hope of heaven.
然而，耶稣在木头上带给我们天堂的盼望。
Through a tree, sin dominated and devastated.
借着一棵树，罪恶掌权，使我们陷入悲惨中。
But on another tree, sin was destroyed and devastated.
但在另一桩木头上，罪的权势被彻底摧毁。
Through a tree, the entire human race became rebellious and self-centered.
因着一棵树， 全人类都叛逆而自我中心。
But through another tree, the cross of Jesus Christ, it became possible for believers to be saved from eternal judgment that is coming upon the world.
但借着耶稣基督被钉的木头十字架，使基督徒免去即将来临的最后审判。
Let me ask you this.
请问
Which tree are you living on?
你靠哪棵树而活？
Are you living on the tree of temptation?
你是活在试探的树下？
Or are you living on the tree of the cross with all of its power and salvation?
还是靠着十字架的大能和拯救而活呢？
On which tree do you place your hope?
你的希望建立于哪棵树上呢？
Do you place your hope on the tree of good and evil?
你是否把希望放在善恶树上？
Do you hope that your good will outweigh your bad?
你以为你的善心可以掩盖你的恶行吗？
Or do you place your hope on a different tree?
或者你愿意把希望放在另一棵树上？
Do you place your hope on the tree of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ?
你愿意将你的希望交托给十字架上的耶稣基督吗？
Do you place your hope on the tree where his blood was shed on Calvary?
你愿意寄望于十字架这幢木头吗？在加略山上的十字架，耶稣的宝血为你流出。
Christ's blood was shed to make it possible for you to escape the final judgment.
主基督所流的宝血是叫你免去最后的审判。
Christ's blood was shed to make it possible to live a victorious and joyful life here and now.
主基督所流的宝血也是叫你由现在开始过一个得胜和满有喜乐的生活。
My listening friends, God made the provision.
亲爱的朋友，神已经为你预备好了。
And the provision is this.
他所预备的救恩。
Only those who put their whole trust and confidence in the tree of the cross,
唯有完全信靠十字架的人
will make it to the eternal garden in heaven,
才能进入将来天上那永恒的花园。
Will you come to him today?
你今天愿意归向耶稣吗？
I pray that your answer would be yes.
我祈祷你会说愿意。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿主大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
非常感谢您的收听。因着一开始的堕落，我们现在每个人都生活在焦虑、痛苦与挣扎之中。但神却透过圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。那独生子就是主耶稣基督，他为了我们甘愿钉死在十字架上。这种爱是不求任何回报的，这种爱也是世上任何情感不可比拟的。愿你们可以存着感恩的心接受那从天而来的爱的恩典。愿神祝福你们，我们下期再见。
的救主，我的牧者，我的耶稣，圣洁羔羊为我流血，守护我一生。我的天父深爱着我，唯一儿子舍了给我，我的好处不在你以外，你将生命道路指示我。如今我耶稣已复活在天，敬拜。